Anybody who has spent much time around soldiers will be aware that, for the purposes of saving time and or baffling civilians, they communicate to a large extent in three-letter acronyms. So, an armoured fighting vehicle is an AFV, an improvised explosive device is an IED, and a three-letter acronym is itself a TLA. There are many more, some formal, some colloquial, some veils for cheerful obscenity. If journalists employed a similar vernacular, one such TLA would certainly be BBI, to denote a story which is boring but important. Which brings us, and we think we've just about stuck the landing here, to a four-letter acronym, RCEP, and that seems to be the consensus on pronunciation, which is going to catch out a few newsreaders. Or it could be RCEP or RCHEP or RCEP. Whichever way you say it, the letters stand for Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. Stop, come back, etc. RCEP is a trade deal. Seriously, this will only take a few minutes. RCEP is also a mighty big trade deal, indeed arguably the biggest ever done. It includes China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, and the 10 members of ASEAN, from tiny Brunei to immense Indonesia. At which the unwieldy RCEP name does make a certain amount of sense, Comprehensive Regional Asian Partnership being an obvious non-runner. This will seem hilarious in about 10 seconds. You'll get there. There is a lot going on with RCEP, as is to be expected from any agreement which 15 countries, many of whom don't get on terrifically well, have spent nearly a decade negotiating. But it will be significant given that the signatories of RCEP between them account for nearly a third of global GDP. Some boffins have already estimated that RCEP could add $200 billion to the global economy this decade, which, given how much of this decade is likely to be spent catching up from this year, is no small change. The economic headlines are approximately as follows. Many tariffs on imports among member states will be eliminated, some immediately, others more gradually. There will be new, unified rules of origin, which may encourage companies in RCEP nations to build more of their supply chains with each other. And RCEP will hopefully do lots of what all free trade agreements are supposed to do: increase production and opportunity, reduce prices and bureaucracy, and contribute to a climate of cooperation as opposed to competition. Which is where RCEP looks almost as significant diplomatically as it does economically. It is the first time that China has signed up to a multilateral free trade deal. China's premier, Li Keqiang, himself an economist by trade, has indeed hailed it as a great victory for multilateralism and free trade. Fine talk, it may be muttered, for the second-ranked member of the Politburo Standing Committee of the Central Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China. And it's at least worth wondering, is this really where China sees the real value of RCEP? Because just as notable as who is in RCEP is who isn't, specifically India and the United States. India pulled out of the talks last year for fear that eliminating tariffs would threaten Indian manufacturers and producers. However, ASEAN leaders have stressed that the door remains open. The US flounced from a different Asia-Pacific trade arrangement in 2017.
I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership was one of the first victims of a Donald Trump tantrum. So there is little doubt about which of RCEP's members will be the dominant partner. But it does appear to have been the middle powers of ASEAN that drove the deal, possibly recognizing that it would be preferable for all of them to have China, Japan, and South Korea coming to terms rather than blows. An optimist, a class of pundit who is having a testing kind of year, might suggest that this also indicates that China recognises that submitting to rules-based trade is the next step in its journey to modernity, and that it cannot prosper in the long term purely by bullying and menacing. A pessimist might harumph that this is exactly what China proposes to use this new bloc for, that RCEP is a means for it to keep its friends close and its enemies closer, and that whether or not that quote is correctly attributable to Sun Tzu or Michael Corleone, the point stands. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.